This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or tryzona.com.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Layla Weighs In, your weekly podcast here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me, and I thank you for your questions, your comments. Please email me at radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I've got a question from Louis from Canada. Hello, Layla. I listen to your podcast daily. Love them, very informative. Thanks, Louis. Thank you for listening. Louis says, I'm taking omega-3 from Codfish Daily and recently came across emu oil as a supplement and read that emu oil has the perfect ratio of omega-3 and 6 naturally. Can I just take the emu oil supplements instead of taking omega-3 and omega-6 as separate pills? Great question, Louis. So I did a little bit of digging into this, and let's talk about what emu is. Emu is a flightless bird that resembles a small ostrich. Emu, spelled E-M-U. And emu oil is taken from the fat of this bird during processing, and it's used to make medicine. Now, emu oil is derived from the fatty tissue harvested actually from certain subspecies of emu. And this bird, emu, is indigenous to Australia. Now, emu oil can widely vary in color and viscosity, anywhere from an off-white creamy texture to a thin yellow liquid. And its composition actually is about 70% unsaturated fatty acids. And these include the largest component of emu oil is the monounsaturated omega-9 fatty acid. And it also contains about 20% linoleic acid, which is the omega-6 that you're talking about, Louis. So emu oil is about 20% omega-6 in the form of linoleic acid, and only 1 to 2% linolenic acid, which is an omega-3 fatty acid. And because the largest component is monounsaturated, we're really talking about olive oil. That's the other monounsaturated oil, which is an omega-9. So you could almost say that it might replace olive oil in terms of its high oleic or monounsaturated content. But of course, you wouldn't use emu oil as a salad dressing or do anything like that. So what is emu oil used for? Well, how it can benefit, say, our skin. Emu oil fat lipids mimic those found in the top layer of our skin. And emu oil is almost 100% triglyceride lipid. And this type of fatty compound is so similar to fatty acids found in human skin that it can absorb into skin faster than other oils and creams. You may find that some skin lotions that we most commonly use, they don't absorb well. They almost sit on our skin as a bit of a barrier, but once we wash our hands, it kind of washes away. And you could tell from than the dryness in your skin that it didn't really absorb. So this is where emu oil may be beneficial. But let me show you from some other resources how emu oil is used. Emu oil is taken by mouth for improving cholesterol levels as a source of polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fatty acids, possibly for weight loss. Some people apply emu oil to the skin for relief from sore muscles, aching joints, pain or inflammation, carpal tunnel syndrome, sciatica, shin splints if you're a runner. It's also used topically to improve healings of wounds, cuts, burns, especially from radiation therapy. It's used to reduce stretch marks, bruises, to reduce keloids, to reduce scarring, and to heal surgical wounds caused by removing skin for skin grafts. It can reduce redness due to acne and soften dry cuticles and promote healthy nails. I wonder if anybody's willing to try an experiment to use emu oil for similar purposes, like for moisturizing your dry skin, and then possibly try it with olive oil. Say emu oil on one hand, olive oil on the other, and let's do a comparison. The reason I bring this up is because so much of emu oil is more oleic, monounsaturated omega-9, like olive oil, than anything else. So, Louis, it's not a significant source of omega-3. I would continue taking your fish oil, your beneficial omega-3 fatty acids, and maybe use emu oil more topically than anything else. Emu oil is also applied to skin to reduce pain and irritation from shingles, bed sores, hemorrhoids, insect bites. It's used for rashes, razor burn, and nicks. Some massage therapists use emu oil as part of their massage therapy. Let's see here, what else? In veterinary practice, emu oil is used to reduce swelling in joints, prevent cracked or peeling paws, calm hot spots, reduce irritation of flea bites. And in manufacturing, emu oil is used to sharpen and oil industrial machinery for polishing timber, leather, for conditioning, and waterproofing. Now, the fatty acids in emu oil that can help reduce pain and swelling or inflammation, there's evidence that suggests that emu oil might work better for sudden acute inflammation, like after a trauma, a surgery, something like that, than for ongoing or chronic inflammation. And it's also shown that when emu oil is applied to the skin, its moisturizing and cosmetic properties resemble mineral oil. Now, if it resembles mineral oil isn't that well absorbed either. Now, the Forsyth Institute in Boston, Massachusetts, released a study on emu oil and its anti-inflammatory properties showing remarkable effect when applied to the skin. It showed that the oil significantly reduced swelling from inflammation within 6 to 12 hours when applied directly. And another research study at Boston University discovered that emu oil may actually stimulate skin cell regeneration and help those with thinning skin, bed sores, and arthritis. This is important for those who are homebound, bedbound, because bed sores are prevalent in those who are bedbound. Now, because the emu is indigenous to Australia, the Aborigines have used Emu for thousands of years is a source of food, clothing, and the oil as a natural remedy. The Aborigines discovered, when applied to the skin, that emu oil offered protection from the sun, was an excellent moisturizer, was effective on bruises, and relieved muscle and joint pain. In most preparations of emu oil, vitamin E can be added as a natural preservative. We know that vitamin E is a good natural preservative besides being a major antioxidant and healing agent. Emu oil also contains, as I said earlier, linoleic acid, the omega-6, which can help ease muscle and joint pain. For those who may be confused, omega-6 fatty acids are essential, especially in the inflammatory response, to help repair. And we need omega-6. It's beneficial to skin. I'm not talking about the overabundance of omega-6 fatty acids that we get from the standard American diet. It's that unhealthy ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 that's problematic, that can cause inflammation. So emu oil, as I said, has oleic acid. That's your monounsaturated fat, similar to olive oil. It's a proven skin cell regenerator and anti-wrinkle agent. Saponins, which are skin softeners, and terpenes, which are known antiseptics. So, you could use it for moisturizing. If you have a preparation of emu oil that also contains menthol, it can really help to reduce the pain of the inflammation associated with muscles and joints. So it can help with joint pain, stiffness, muscle pain. You could use it on rough elbows, knees, or heels, hands and cuticles. You could reduce itching and flakiness associated with dry skin. Okay? And beyond that, let's see. Emu oil has actually become so popular that doctors recommend it for the treatment of burns and other skin conditions. It has cholesterol-lowering effects if taken orally. Although I'll tell you, I've not come across many people taking emu oil orally for this reason, and because, again, it's not a significant source of omega-3s. It's more, a little more equivalent to olive oil than anything else. So use olive oil in your diet. Make sure it's first cold press, extra virgin. A study conducted by the Nutrition and Metabolism Research Group in Canada found that omega-3 fatty acid supplementation reduced plasma triglyceride levels after a three-month period without affecting LDL or HDL cholesterol levels, and that the linoleic acid found in emu oil is known to help with fat loss, which can have a positive effect on cholesterol levels. So again, emu oil is not a significant source of omega-3, certainly not as much as fish oil. It can fight infection, boost the immune system, help treat infections when applied topically. A 2012 study conducted in Australia mentioned previously tested the therapeutic activity of emu oil on the GI tract of mice. Researchers found that it demonstrated partial protection against chemotherapy-induced mucositis, the painful inflammation and ulceration of the mucous membranes lining the digestive tract. This is often a side effect of radiation therapy, cancer therapies on the GI tract. Based on these findings, researchers concluded that emu oil is able to improve intestinal repair and can form the basis of an adjunct to conventional treatment approaches for inflammatory disorders affecting the GI tract. Because of emu oil's anti-inflammatory properties, it has the power to reduce swelling and a number of skin conditions such as psoriasis, eczema. It also stimulates skin cell regeneration and circulation. Now, for those with psoriasis and eczema, using a beneficial oil such as emu oil is helpful. But be aware that psoriasis is an autoimmune condition and is helped the most by changes in diet, such as the complete elimination of gluten and casein. Casein is dairy. Eczema can be reduced by, you can use emu oil, but again, diet. Eczema is closely linked to candida, yeast overgrowth, fungal overgrowth. Reducing, eliminating all sugars, fruit juice, dried fruit, candy, cake, all of that. Sugary sweetened drinks, too many refined carbohydrates, white flour, bread, pasta, potatoes, all of those. A lower carb diet is beneficial for eczema, as is for rosacea, which is also associated with candida. Researchers in China investigated the effects of topical application of emu oil on wound healing in scalded rats. They found that it has anti-inflammatory activity, possibly in association with decreased levels of the pro-inflammatory cytokines in the tissues, and can promote wound healing by inhibiting inflammation locally. After applying the emu oil, the swelling and effusion of the burns were alleviated, and there was no evidence of adverse effects. It can promote healthy hair and nails. The antioxidants present in emu oil promote healthy hair and nails. The vitamin E helps reverse environmental damage to hair and promote circulation to the scalp. It can be used for the hair to add moisture and to promote hair growth. Experimental animal studies were performed to evaluate hair growth potential of emu oil. And researchers found that treatment exhibited a significant potency in promoting hair growth in comparison with a minoxidil solution. Minoxidil is Rogaine. It's also beneficial for nails by moisturizing cuticles and by reducing inflammation that may be caused by toenail fungus. Now, Louis, again, I think you could safely use emu oil topically, skin, hair, nails, all of that kind of thing. Likely very beneficial from everything I've gathered online from various websites, doctors' websites, scientific websites. With regard to taking it orally, it's probably not going to help as much in reducing cholesterol. Changes in diet will benefit that most of all. Taking beneficial omega-3 fatty acids like your fish oil will benefit that more than anything, as well as reducing the sugars and starches in your diet, keeping your blood sugar within a good level. So take emu oil topically. You could try it orally. Make sure, please, it's from a reputable source, that it doesn't have additional things like, you know, fillers, binders that may upset the gastrointestinal tract, or colors such as caramel colors or color lakes. You want to make sure that it's a quality product more than anything. And, you know, we absorb most through our skin. Make sure if you're using emu oil as a topical for your skin, that it's not full of other ingredients like parabens, etc. You know, these xenoestrogens and things in the environment, carcinogenic, toxic ingredients. So, Louis, there's your answer. And I thank you all once again for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.